From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's race for the White House remains undecided at this hour. Kyle Condick with the Sabato Crystal Ball at the University of Virginia is watching the returns.
We're seeing some pretty remarkable results tonight. Big swings within states, basically kind of urban and sort of well-educated suburban areas swinging hard toward the Democrats, but also then sort of rural exurban areas swinging hard towards Trump. And so we've got a number of states out there that are very, very close.
Donald Trump has been projected the winner of the key states of Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio.
There are going to be some people that want to take credit for this win, but tonight's Ohio victory belongs to Mr. Trump and his supporter.
270 electoral votes are needed to win the presidency. Pre-election day surveys gave Clinton a 2-3 point lead over Trump nationwide. In addition to the presidential election, Americans are choosing who will represent them in Congress, and their decisions could shift the balance of power in Washington. Both houses of the outgoing Congress have been controlled by the Republican Party, whose opposition to many policies proposed by President Obama has resulted in its stalemate on many initiatives, what is often described as Washington political gridlock. Up for election are 34 of the 100 seats in the U.S. Senate and 435 seats in the House of Representatives. Republicans appeared certain to keep their majority control in the House, but the size of their majority is expected to decline. Democrats need to capture 5 Senate seats from the Republicans for a clear majority. And there is significant interest in the U.S. election around the world. Dozens of Americans, Australians, gathering at the pub in Canberra to watch the vote count on TV. More than 100 people gathered at the U.S. ambassador's residence in Senegal in Dakar to discuss the election. This is VOA News. Russians plan to launch a new strike on parts of Syria are being met with contempt in Washington, which is accusing Russia of trying to show off its naval capabilities at the expense of civilians. Officials in Russia's defense ministry told the Interfax news agency Tuesday that new strikes against the Islamic State group will target the outskirts of Aleppo. They say the attacks could come within the hours. A source in the ministry said the strikes would include a Russian aircraft carrier as well as a cruise missile from other ships located off the Syrian coast. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister, a major concession as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. President Park announced her decision on Tuesday after meeting with the Speaker of the Opposition-controlled National Assembly. In addition to allowing parliament to select a new prime minister, Ms. Park also agreed to let the prime minister control the cabinet. Hungary's parliament narrowly blocked an attempt by Prime Minister Viktor Orban to amend the constitution to bar the resettlement of refugees in Hungary without the approval of Hungarian lawmakers and authorities. The measure failed to garner a single vote from opposition parties and fell 2 votes short of the 2/3 majority needed to pass. Mr. Orban proposed the amendment following an October 2nd referendum in which 98% of those who voted backed a proposal to reject the European Union's refugee quotas. That vote was ruled invalid because of low turnout. The Philippine Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that the country's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, could be buried in a National Heroes Cemetery. Marcos ruled the Philippines from the late 1960s, mid-1960s until 1986. His 20-year presidency was marked by widespread corruption and human rights abuses. He was forced out of power in 1986. He died 3 years later in Hawaii. The government of his successor refused to allow his body to be returned to the Philippines, but in 1993, Marcos' family brought his remains back to his hometown. The British government is proposing, or rather promising, to share with the devolved national governments of Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland information about its Brexit negotiations. The Westminster government is trying to formulate a unified plan for Britain to leave the European Union. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, wants to begin exit negotiations by the end of March. The United Kingdom's constitution nations want to say, and how those negotiations are process. Details on much news, including the live coverage of the U.S. presidential election right here at VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.